In this episode, we're looking at how to add a logo to your videos in minutes using three simple ways. Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my focus is to help 1,000 personal development coaches over the next 10 years become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly, donate 1% of their profits, time, and resources to help reduce women's illiteracy globally. Right, so let's get into it. As video marketing becomes more and more popular, you're probably wondering how to keep your content on brand and add a logo to your video. What's interesting is that it depends on where you are editing and publishing the video. When it comes to video marketing, you'll soon realize that every social media platform has a different video format requirement. Another consideration is what you will be using to create your video. Let me know if you can relate to any of these concerns. Instagram has four different areas for videos, with each requiring specific dimensions, so adding a logo can be tedious. Facebook has two main video types, pre-recorded and live, but adding a logo to live video can be a challenge. LinkedIn and Twitter have challenges very similar to Facebook. YouTube requires so much optimization that it would be great to have logos set up as a default. If only there was a way to overcome all these challenges and brand all video content on social media without another level of complexity. In this episode, you'll learn how to add a logo to your videos for each social media platform with the least amount of hassle possible. So, why branding is important? In case you are new to the world of branding, it is important to address why branding is needed for your small business or as an entrepreneur. One of the key concepts that many entrepreneurs and small business owners get wrong is that branding equals to a logo, and that only. In fact, there are multiple elements to your brand, including your messaging, your elements, your experience, and your brand promise. Brand messaging involves the words that you use or will use when you communicate with your audience, as well as the words that you will never use. Elements, on the other hand, include your brand colors, logos, tagline, accessories, and images that depict your brand or bring the emotion into your brand. The experience, on the other hand, is when it's you focus on your clients and audience feel. Your experience, on the other hand, when it comes to your experience, it is focused on how your clients and audience feel when they interact with your brand. When it comes to brand promise, a very important consideration when you're taking into consideration brand promise is it's one that dictates what you plan to deliver to your clients. So by interacting with your brand, clients can expect X, Y, and Z. Your brand promise is closely aligned with your vision and mission. Branding is important because it helps your potential audience connect with you and get to know you, like, and trust you. Wow. Just when you thought that branding only focused on having a logo and a few key colors, it is so much more. So, five logo types. Another key consideration is ensuring that you have a variety of logos that you can use across different platforms. For example, the logo that you have on your website may be too big and cumbersome to be used as a watermark on videos. This is why it is important to have between 5 and 7 different kinds of logos for your brand that you can quickly use at short notice. These logo variations include a mascot, letter mark, word mark, submark, emblem, black and white version, and logo with tagline. Did you know that all these different types of logo existed? Well, let's look at the mascot. This one is pretty obvious, and in case you're wondering, I don't have one just yet myself, because I can't think of a single thing that a mascot was some kind of a creature or, device that would actually represent my brand. However, it is good to have one that will become recognizable over the years as your business grows in popularity. Up next, we've got letter mark. If you have a long brand name like mine, then it would make sense to have a logo with the 2 to 3 letters that represent your brand name. So before I continue, if you want to get access to the show notes, you need to head over to successunscrambled.com/EP207 so you can get access to all of this information I'm sharing here with you. So in case you didn't know, my current brand name is Success Unscrambled. So I have a logo with S and U that I can use on videos. Up next, we've got Woodmark. So having a Woodmark logo is essential to help people know the name of your brand. And Woodmark is very relevant for brands with short names like Visa, Apple, all of those. Starbucks, maybe not so much, but these are people like MasterCard, possibly. That's kind of short enough. So up between one and, I suppose, 8 characters is what you would consider a short word or brand name. If your brand name is long like mine, Success Unscrambled, it gets difficult to create a Woodmark logo because it's quite long and it will need, I suppose, a clever graphic designer to make it look good in a shortened format, if that makes sense. So a submark logo is not one that is used frequently, but it is great to use them as icons on your landing pages. I have one, but I rarely ever use it. An emblem. So this logo type is very popular for government bodies and educational institutions. One brand that has an emblem is actually Starbucks. So essentially, it is like having an image or images together with your brand and fonts. Look at any university or government body. They've got like a coat of arms that represents their brand. And that is called an emblem. Black and white version is up next. So whichever version of your logo you use frequently, it would make sense to have a black and white version as well, or even gray. Because sometimes you'll need to use a logo for someone else's event and it clashes with their landing page. So sometimes you go on some people's pages and they have this as seen on section and all of those logos are grayed out or in black and white colors. So gray or black and white version solves that problem if you have like a bright red or any kind of those colors. Finally, we've got a logo with tagline. The final version is having your tagline seamlessly integrated to your logo, which I have on my homepage. If you head over to Success Unscrambled, you'll see it there. This is vital when you are new to the business world and your brand name doesn't really explain what you do. So when you hear the name, for example, Success Unscrambled, it doesn't really explain a lot. So you need a tagline to go along with that to explain what it is all about. So my advice to you, if you haven't got a brand name yet, try and find one that sort of explains it. But I know that's kind of hard. For example, when you look at the name Google, when Google first came out, nobody knew what it meant. So they actually had a pair of goggles attached as it's not necessarily a mascot, but a symbol attached to their brand image. So when you have a brand name like mine, that is too broad, so a tagline just narrows the focus altogether. Right. So how do we go about adding logos to videos? Well, now that you have a firm idea of the importance of branding and how many logos you'll actually need, let's spend some time looking at exactly how to add logo to your videos. I'll go through each social media platform, starting with the most complicated one, Instagram. As you already know, there are about 4 or 5 places where you can create videos across the Instagram platform. These include stories, reels, IGTV, the feed, and when you go live. I am of the opinion that you really don't need to add a logo to your story videos. Not story images now, but story videos. However, if you really need to do it, you can use the same software that I'll be recommending for IGTV Reels and feed posts. While using Canva to add a logo to your video may seem like a good idea, it has been my experience that videos edited in Canva can get very bloated very fast. I have no idea why, but when you say upload a video to Canva and you want to add different elements, number one, Canva does not have, a timeline, for want of a better word. You have to literally work with a video I don't know how to explain it, but it's not a video timeline where you could add elements and lower thirds and all of that. So it's not really the best software. However, when you go to download your video from Canva, say you upload it and it's only 200 megs. When I try to download it, it's like 500 megs. I have no idea why that happens, but Canva seemed to have a way of bloating the size of videos whenever you use Canva to edit them. The best software that I've used so far is Filmora, and Filmora is available both on the desktop, laptop, as well as your smartphone. The smartphone version is called Filmora Go, and you'll have to pay an additional fee to get it on your smartphone. But if you want to use it for stories, then maybe using it on the smartphone or the smartphone app is probably better for you. So when you first log into Filmora, and again, in case you want to get access to all the screenshots and the show notes and everything, head over to successunscrambled.com/EP207. So when you first log into Filmora to create a project, you are given the option to choose the size of the video. So the video sizes that exist are standard at 16:9, which is the standard widescreen YouTube size. You have the 1:1, which is Instagram, the portrait, which is Instagram stories, the 4:3, I think, which is the Instagram reels. And then you've got the 21:9, which I don't think a lot of people actually use, but all of the rest of them are popular across all of the different social media platforms. So you choose your size of the video that you're going to create or adjust. And after choosing your desired size or dimensions, upload your video and your logo into Filmora. Then add them to the timeline, and I've included a screenshot in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/EP207 to get access to the show notes where you can actually see an example of this. When you put the logo into the timeline on top of the video, as you'd see in the show notes, you need to just double click on the logo, which seemed to be covering the entire video. And it will allow you, you'll see what we call those handles that you can actually drag it into a much smaller version. So you put it into a much smaller version of the logo, and then place the logo exactly where you want it to appear in the actual video. Left, bottom left-hand corner, top left-hand, you know, wherever you want the logo to appear. Don't think you want it to appear smack bang in the middle, because it will cover the people's faces unless your video, it's okay to do it on your video. But just choose where you want it to appear. Ensure that the logo image is the same length of the timeline as the video. So you just, when you hover over the corner of the actual image, you'll see icon or something appears that allows you to drag the length of the how long you want the image to appear on the video. Do you want it to appear into the entire video or just for the first section of the video, etc.? But you can just adjust it, reduce and adjust it that way. Head over to the show notes again, you'll see that in the show notes. So next up, we've got ClipScribe. So ClipScribe, if you want to make your video more engaging and you want to add subtitles or captions using software like ClipScribe will help. There is even a tutorial by the creator, and he explains how to get all of that done. I've left a link in the show notes. Next up, we've got Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and the pre-recorded videos for this. And just in case you're wondering, so I've covered all the different videos in the previous example. For Instagram, IGTV stories, I didn't cover live because unfortunately for Instagram Live, there isn't a third-party application that allows you to do anything with Instagram Live. You have to go live directly in the platform. So IGTV stories, the feed, reels, all covered in that by using either ClipScribe or Filmora or both, depending on what you need to get done. And when you go live, the best option would be to download the video if you want to add a logo to it before you, instead of saving it to your feed, download it, add a logo to it, and then re-upload it back onto the Instagram platform. And the size for IGTV, all of the requirements are there, but it's just the standard size. The cover, it's 4:3 normally. They allow you to do 9:16, but you know, just head over to the show notes again and have a look at all of the requirements there. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, pre-recorded, because you can go live on all three of those platforms. But in this particular section, I'll be looking at the pre-recorded videos. So if you're uploading videos to other social media platforms like Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook using Filmora and ClipScribe will work just fine in both scenarios. The key decision you need to make to get it right is choosing the right size of video for each platform. And you know that video can accept different kinds of video sizes, so can LinkedIn. It just depends on, you know, what you're trying to achieve. ClipScribe is excellent as it has a huge, or should I say, it has a guide to show you all the options by social media platform. So when you go in there, they've got 9 different options. All of those 9 options include one of those types of Instagram videos, including IGTV and just a regular Instagram feed and stories. So just head over to the show notes and you'll see I've included a screenshot there. Once you get the output right, then everything else will be fine. So you go ahead, you create your video. You can upload it if you would like. You can upload it to Filmora first and do your necessary editing, like a standard trim the back, trim the front, you know, all of the added lower thirds, just all the regular video editing. But when you want it to have a social media standout look, then you can put it into ClipScribe once it's already edited and do your final touches there, like your captions or subtitles and all the headers and stuff like that. Right, so Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, and LinkedIn going live. One of the scariest ways to create video is by going live on the platform. The biggest fear that most people have after going live is, will anybody join me on video? Because obviously going live is not, especially if you haven't planned it well, if you alert your audience and let them know you're going live, more or less you'd get people who would join you when you go live. But if you haven't notified anyone and you just decide to go live on the flip, then, you know, that's a scary, you're going live, you're talking and nobody's joining you and you're wondering, is anybody going to see your video? While it is difficult to natively add your logo to a video on these platforms, Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, and LinkedIn, there is a way to get it done using a third-party tool called StreamYard. If you ever had the opportunity to go live using the native Facebook app, you would have noticed that it can be quite a complex experience. Also, going live on any of these social media platforms have a number of limitations. That's why using a tool like StreamYard offers an abundance of opportunities to go live in one location and restream it the content anywhere else. So literally you can go live within StreamYard on your Facebook, on the Facebook platform, and then you can get that, you can syndicate that live, I suppose is the word you'd use, or go live simultaneously on other platforms as well. There is a free version of StreamYard, and of course, they're going to be streaming limits. They're not going to allow you to go live. I think it's 2, you can go live, or 3 maximum. If you go for the paid version, which is about $25 a month, if you're paying monthly or if you're paying annually, it's about $20 a month, you're able to not only go live on several different platforms, but you're able to add your own branding, your own logo, and any kind of backgrounds and stuff on it. Again, head over to the show notes. All of the details are there. Their basic plan, like I mentioned, is $25 a month, and it allows you to add your logo to the video. In terms of streaming destinations, they offer Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Periscope. In terms of Facebook, you can go live on your Facebook page, the Facebook group, inside of a Facebook group, and on your Facebook profile. For LinkedIn, you can go live on your LinkedIn page, company page, in an event, as well as your LinkedIn profile. And then you've obviously got YouTube, there's only one, and Twitter is only one, or it's called Periscope. Okay, YouTube pre-recorded. The final option is uploading a default watermark logo to your YouTube channel. It means that you don't even have to worry about adding your logo to every single video that you upload to YouTube. To get this done, you simply head over to your YouTube channel and click on Customize Channel in the top right-hand corner. Inside the Channel Optimization section, you click on Branding and scroll down to Video Watermark. Again, if you'd like to get access to the show notes that will tell you all about this in great detail, head over to successunscrambled.com/EP207. Okay, so I've included screenshots there. You'll have the option to let your logo appear throughout the entire video, at the end, or at a custom start time. My preferred option would be let my watermark appear throughout the entire video from start to finish. However, the choice is yours. You can decide whatever it is you want to do for your specific videos. So let's face it, creating video can be a nerve-wracking experience. So remembering to add your logo to your video is essential. While most social media platforms don't make it easy, at least you can use tools like Filmora, Clipscribe, and StreamYard to assist. To help you on your video creation journey, here are a few more resources that you might find useful. So I have a resource that explains how to set a default description in YouTube, how to add movie clips to YouTube videos, how to post multiple videos on Instagram. You can grab the 50 plus Instagram story poll ideas. You can add subtitles to your videos. If you don't want to use, for example, Clipscribe, there are many other tools that you can use. I've included a link to that, all of these resources in the show notes. In my experience, it is the little things that count and help to make my video marketing journey more enjoyable. So over to you. What has been your experience adding a logo to your video? Whatever you do and at the end of this particular podcast, even at the beginning, and you want to know who to share this with, if you know any business coaches or personal development coaches more specifically, who are struggling to get their business off the ground and they just want a few tips and marketing tips and tricks, or tech even, or even system tips and tricks, share this episode with them so they'll be able to get their head above the water and then finally thrive and be able to start hiring team members who can do the heavy lifting for them. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the digital and entrepreneurial marketing world. Your positive review on this particular podcast is vital to keep me alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive 5-star review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. You spend so much time and energy developing an amazing video marketing strategy, so don't let lazy people steal your videos, which is possible if you don't have branding on your video, like your logo, etc. People can literally steal it and take it as theirs, especially if you're not the one speaking on the video. Secure your video content by branding all your videos across all the social media. I started this blog and podcast because I had a burden on my heart to reduce women's illiteracy globally. Because this is a huge undertaking, I've decided to help 1,000 women over the next 10 years become wildly successful in the online business through simplified marketing strategies. That way, we can build a strong business network of women who can donate 1% of their profit, and together, we can help reduce women's illiteracy globally. Would you like to be part of this experience? Shoot me an email using alvern@successunscrambled.com. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.